Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Fantastic Duo Show. Last week, we had Brad Hawkins here of VR.
Yes, my man Brad, Mr. Brad Hawkins.
Yeah, and it's crazy, man. We had some really good feedback from the listeners. They enjoyed the stories. Personally, with you and him, like, they want to hear more, and that'll come sooner than later. But everyone was really happy, man, to kind of, like, relive their past with having him on the show and kind of see that he's done a hell of a lot more stuff than just the VR Troopers, and he's still in the scene.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I mean, like, you know, Brad has always been a good friend of mine, and he's always, like, you know, constant, like, little bit parts here and there and all kinds of shows and movies and things like that. And so that's good, you know, to kind of keep that part of his dream going as well. And at the same time, all the other cool stuff that he does with all his restaurants and bars and stuff. So always a pleasure to have that man on our show. And we're actually going to bring him back quite often to be like a co-host with us, you know, on a regular basis. So we're hoping that we're going to be able to find a way to fit all that in. I think before we get started with all the stuff, I think we should tell them that some of the format changes that we're going to do. Does that sound good to you, Alex? I know.
Bring it.
You know, yeah. So we're going to have all of this available, the same as it has always been, for people to listen to, you know, anywhere that you get your podcast, be it Spotify or Apple or wherever you download your podcast, Anchor or whatnot. And we're also going to be able to, we're going to make it visually available for all of our fans on Patreon. But one thing that we're going to shift and we're going to start doing as well too is we're going to start making this video available for people to watch live on Twitch. So we will post up on our social media with more details about how we're going to make that happen, but probably starting next week we're going to have everything on Twitch. So hopefully you guys can join us there, where you can watch the show live, and then of course if you missed it live, you'll be able to catch all the highlights on Patreon and watch the whole entire thing on Patreon as well too. So we'll be able to give it to you in formats where if you can't catch the live portion of it, you'll be able to see everything that we talked about on Patreon. So make sure you subscribe to Twitch so you can start watching us live, because I think that's going to be the best way to do it. Because if I'm understanding this correctly, when you do it, Alex, with on Twitch, all the people that are subscribed to the show are going to be able to interact with us and talk with us on there.
Yeah.
You know, kind of voice their opinions as well too. So we're going to start making this a bit more interactive, where you don't have to just catch the show after. You can actually be part of the conversation and part of everything as well. So I'm very excited about this new approach that we're going to take.
Well, listen, we're talking about format changes. One of the things that I see right now is the one and only Mr. Steve Cardenas with a huge upgrade on his head. I mean, he sounds like he's straight up in the studio at ESPN radio.
Yeah, you know, I figure if we're going to do this thing, we need to do it right. So, you know, we put some microphones in it. And of course, now, you know, we have a great background with our logo on the back, as you can see here. So I'm very excited about that. And then, of course, you know, with the background behind us now, instead of just looking at my, you know, dang office wall, which I think is kind of ridiculous, we now are going to be able to be more interactive with all the stuff. You'll see all kinds of cool things pop up on the screen, especially when we talk about, you know, different subjects. We'll be able to bring that subject matter up, so you get visually kind of like the way they do with the news, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally be you know, watching us with our beautiful background, or like in a snap we could be in the command center. You know, we can be just about anywhere in the world we want to be. And I think, you know, one of the things that'll make it great is just that interactivity between people. And I think with the addition of Twitch, it's a great way for people to relax and come home. And if you had a hard day at work or whatever it is, you have us to kind of, like, you know, come to. Like, I mean, and am I right, Steve? We want to do this 2 times a week, or?
Yeah, actually, yeah, we're going to start bringing it to you more. We've been getting such a good response now that we're going to start going live on Twitch, and we're going to come up 2 times a week now so that you can catch us all the time. And then, of course, like I said, if you miss the Patreon, if you miss the live show on Twitch, then we're going to have all the highlights and the whole entire broadcasts available on Patreon as well.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of which, we do have a winner, right? Because, you know, every week we're going to be giving away prizes. So starting now, I think we're going to give away our first prize. The first thing that we're going to be giving away is the signed rookie card of meat. If anyone that can take a good look at that, look at how young handsome I used to be, and skinny I was. So we have signed a whole bunch of these cards, and we're going to be giving them out as prizes pretty much every week for a while. And of course, we're going to have some other things that'll be signed by Brad Hawkins as well. We're going to give out to some fans, and you know, a few other like signed action figures and things like that.
Let me ask you a question there, Steve. Mm-hmm. Tell us this backstory of this picture. Were you standing in front of a green screen? Like, what was going on there? Do you remember that far back?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I remember that day. That was actually on our first day of shooting, actually.
Wow.
Our first day of shooting, they had a professional photographer there, which they always did. Every episode, they had a professional photographer shooting still shots of every single scene and everything like that. But one of the things they did was, you know, they needed to start having content for us to be able to start putting into like magazines and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, to kind of promote that the new Rangers are out there. In other words, to make these cards and all that stuff. So they had this photographer there on set with us, and every break that we got, we would go off into another area and we would be, you know, getting pictures done, you know, like we're standing poses and all different kinds of things. So, and then the other thing that they did as well was they did close-up shots of our, you know, like a 360 around of our entire head. And I was like, what are we doing this for? And they said, oh, this is so they can make the live, the action figure doll, the one with your face on it.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be on a doll. It's so amazing. Oh, sorry, not doll, action figure. Yeah. So that was pretty awesome.
You were 20 some years old, right? When all this was
exactly 20 years old. Yeah.
So, I mean, like you're talking about like the level of excitement should have been like through the roof for you, right? Like, this is crazy. Like, you know, I mean, not everyone gets scanned for an action figure, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can.
Now with all the 3D scanner stuff that people do, you can absolutely do it yourself. But yeah, back then in 1994, it was extremely uncommon, yeah. But to know that it was going to be for the toys that were going to be selling worldwide and stuff like that, I mean, even as it's happening, you can't really, like, understand the volume or what is the word I'm looking for? You can't understand, like, you know,
is it like the
enormity of it?
Enormity.
You
know? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it was very cool, actually.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's where that rookie card, I call it my rookie card, came out. It was from that photo shoot on the very first day of.
And these are the original 1994 cards that we're talking
about.
This
is, yeah, these cards are from 1990. Well, actually, they might have come out in 1995, but yeah.
95, right. Yeah, yeah.
They might have come out in 95 or maybe late 94 when we first aired, because we started filming in maybe like around July of 1994. And wow. Then, we did July and August we filmed, and then we shut production down to do the movie in Australia. And that was probably, we started doing that in like September or October. And then the shows aired in November. So we started filming in July didn't come out onto TV until November.
Right, right. That's crazy.
Post-production and stuff like that. So everything that you see that comes on TV is generally shot months and months and months and months in advance.
And we'll get it more into that. So before we do, I'm going to just definitely give everyone right now the name.
The name of our winner. Yeah, sorry, I went off on a tangent there for a minute.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
No, people want to hear that. They're, you know.
Drum roll.
Mr. Tom Turner of Ontario, Canada.
Oh, dude, I know Tom Turner.
Tom Turner?
Yes, I know. We call him Tom Ranger. Actually, Tom Turner was actually like one of the first people that I met doing a convention at a Comic-Con. You know, I think we were doing a convention in L.A. This must have been maybe like 2008 or 2009 or something like that. And Tom had this Superman jacket on from Smallville, from the show Smallville, which back in the time, that was my jam. I loved watching Smallville. I thought it was so cool. And so I saw the jacket, and I was like, oh, Tom, this is cool. Can I try it on? So I actually tried the jacket on and wore it at the convention for a little bit. And then, he hung out with us. And then Ever since then, we've been friends ever since. Nice. So it's interesting that that you randomly picked that name because, Tom Turner, like I said, I've known him, you know, at least since probably 2008 or something like that. And many times when I do conventions, if he's at those conventions with me, a lot of times he's at my table helping me out. You know what I mean? Like he's actually one of my handlers that sits at the table with me and, kind of is sort of like my assistant helping me out on
that's pretty
the
awesome,
the
man.
Show. Yeah.
That's
so,
great.
Yes, I know Tom Turner very man. Well. So congratulations, T-Money. Good job.
T-Money
gets
gonna
be
it.
Sending you... yet another autograph thing. Maybe next time we'll pick somebody that doesn't already have 25 things autographed from me, but yeah.
I had no idea.
No, that's okay.
You know what? Shout out to him. He's one of our Patreons, one of our many Patreons. This is a benefit of being a Patreon with us here at the Fantastic Duo Show. You can go to the patreon.com/FantasticDuo, okay? And you can simply check it out. It's a one-tier system. You get many prizes and contests and polls that you're going to be a part of. You can help maybe shape the next show by being able to let us know in the poll what you want to talk about and what you want to listen to. And with the inclusion of Twitch, this is going to be way more interactive than you guys already even know. Like, this is going to be insane. Like, you know what, Steve? I just think that this is the future of podcasting and television, like, mixed together. And we don't have any middleman to worry about. And we're bringing that content straight out of our minds to you guys out here, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it's phenomenal. So, I'm definitely excited about the direction that we're taking this thing. So, and I'm glad that we were able to kind of get it all put together so early into the show and not starting doing this format later.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect.
So look
man.
For so, us everywhere. We're going to be everywhere. You won't be able to escape us.
yeah. So one of the things that I get a lot from the people out in the social media world, right, is, you know, like they love the inclusion of being able to, you know, we're speaking directly to them, not at them. When we tell the stories, we kind of bring them in and we're like grabbing their attention. So I really enjoy the fact that people are giving us praise and love for that, right? Like this is something that we wanted to bring to you guys because I know there's still a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of things that people don't know. And it's always great to like grab people and talk to them about this. So, but talking about people, and this is something I want to bring up to you, Steve, because this is what we're doing. We have conversations here, and you guys are a part of it. The convention scene. I wanted to bring this up to you, man. The convention scene right now is at a stalemate. It's not even moving. Talk to me a little bit about as a person who is a panelist like yourself, right? What this does for other panelists, right? The good in being part of a convention and now like how bad it is, not bad, but like, you know, it's at a stall. How it has affected you as a panelist, because I think I can speak on behalf of the attendee. So I would like to get from you, right? Like the people want to hear like how, you know, this all goes about. As an attendee, we pay the ticket, we go, we meet you, we have a great time. But like for you, there's another level there.
Yeah. Naturally, I mean, for us to be able to interact with the fans and meet them and, you know, hug them and take pictures with them and just get up close with them and get to hear their stories about how Power Rangers was for them and everything like that has been a huge part of my life for the past several years with all the touring and everything that I do. So for that to just come to an immediate halt and for it to just like stop altogether, it's been tough, you know. You get used to a certain routine, you know. Like I was like traveling, it's like every week I was on the road, you know.
I know.
So
yeah.
I would be like, you know, one weekend, I mean, it's funny, like, you know, because like one weekend I would be like in Paris, you know what I mean, and then the next weekend I'd be in like Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you know. So there was no rhyme or reason to the tour itself. It's just wherever the con dates fell and whoever I got hired by as promoter motors go and stuff like that. So it was always different all the time and it was always interesting. So for all of that to stop for me has been very tough, you know, for me emotionally. And then of course to be sort of locked down and not kind of like stuck in my home and stuff, you know, I mean, it's been hard, you know, like in that sense. A good news, a positive note is I'm going to start getting out there a little bit. So, but we're going to be doing it on smaller scales now. So, probably June 2021, that weekend, I'll be in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, Oklahoma. doing some appearances on a smaller scale, you know, at these comic book stores. So if you follow my social media, Steve Cardenas PR, I'll be posting up all kinds of information about how to come and be a part of that if you're in the Oklahoma area. But yeah, I'm going to be doing some more personal appearances, where we'll do like some dinners, but with a small handful of people, you know what I mean? And we'll be doing those at some comic book stores and some toy stores in Oklahoma. Also, I'll be doing one pretty soon as well in Orlando, Florida, probably 4th of July weekend. You can expect to find me there. And again, these are all going to be at like comic book stores. So,
You're going to be in Orlando. I might as well just call my mom to bring you over and make you some rice and beans, you know?
Your mom lives in Orlando? I didn't realize
that. Yeah, both my parents live down in Orlando. They live 5 minutes from the airport, literally like 5 minutes. So it's like, hey, I'm going to be like, hey, you know, Steve is down there. Cook him a meal, man.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah, that'd be cool if we can make that happen if time permits, you know. That would be dope, actually.
So let me ask you something. What's stopping you from, how do we, let's say I have a comic book store that would love Steve Cardenas to be there, you know, like the fandom is huge. So like, how does one get in touch with you, or do we go through a comic book store? Is that the hard part?
Well, there's a few different ways to do it, but you know, when it comes to these types of things, this is a bit like more obscure, because mostly I was dealing with big promoters, you know, that had big conventions that were being run, you know what I mean? And you know, so they, you know, they had multiple like talent that they were dealing with and stuff like that. So now it just comes down to, if there's like a person that owns a comic book store, if they wanted to just DM me directly, then we could talk about it and see if the schedule so if people wanted to reach out to me directly. I also have a friend who's actually has a toy store in New Jersey, so I think we're looking to probably do something together as well too in that department at his toy store. So if and when that does happen, Alex, we're gonna have to do a live remote thing.
My god.
We're gonna have to come together for that one for sure.
It will most likely be
sometime in July, and I believe it's near Atlantic City is where his store is at. Yep. I'll keep you posted on that for sure.
Yeah, and I'll do my best to try to see what's going on up here in North Jersey, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you out here near the city. We can have people from the city come by. You know, it's like,
sure thing. I mean, the touring time has started now, so we're going to start doing the meet and greets with the people and stuff like that. It's something that we need to make happen. So
Steve Cardenas World Tour.
World Tour. I don't know about that. They're not letting me out of the United States really right now. My girlfriend, you know, Alice, she lives in London, and you know, I haven't seen her since February. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, you know? I mean, you can't even imagine how difficult it's been, you know, because even though she's always lived in London and I've lived here, you know, with all of my traveling and stuff, we were able to see each other at least once a month for 7 to 10 days all the time, you know? So we were in constant, you know, contact with each other that way. But it's been since February since I've seen her. And then all of a sudden March hit and all this stuff happened, and I haven't been able to see her. So that's definitely, puts a strain on things, unfortunately. But, we're good, you know, in sense.
Well,
but
shout it just out would to be Alice, nice to man. See her.
Yeah.
She's Alice, a huge supporter of the podcast, you know. She loves what we're doing here. So like, you know, why not? Hey, big shout out to you, girl. You know what I'm saying? From
yes, from all the, yes.
We from love the fantastic you, all of us. Duo show.
From the fantastic duo show. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry. What are we?
So with the conventions, right? It's what's the best thing about these conventions for you? And I know we touched it on the initial episode, but we never got into it because we were just like, we wanted to give teases of what we wanted to do. But what is like your one number one thing about these Comic Cons when you come to them?
Well, you know, I mean, for the best way to describe it, say for somebody that's never been to a Comic Con, you know what I mean? Although now they're pretty much part of pop culture. I mean, at least people have certainly heard of them and really understand what it is. But I think like the most important thing about Comic Cons is that, you know, there's a group of society that you know, generally sort of outcasts, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, people that love pop culture so much and are lovers of, like, say, anime or you know, just movie buffs or, you know, geeks or whatever. Sometimes, you know, the rest of society kind of shuns them a little bit. You know what I mean? Right. Because, they, you know, they're misunderstood for sure, you know? But here's a place where all of these like-minded people can, you know, can congregate and have a place to kind of let each other know, hey, we're not alone. You know what I mean? Like, you're not alone. I like all this stuff too. I'm a big geek. I didn't really find anybody, any other area where people accept me so much, you know? And yet here we can come together and bond. We might not have any other things in common except for these particular things. But yet let's get dressed up and go walk around the convention and just, you know, just basically you get surrounded with geekdom, you know? And, so it's a place for people that might have normal other aspects of society, you know, might be the sort of the odd one out. And then they come here and, you know, they just get to be as free as they want with the expression of, like, you know, whether their costumes they make or, you know, the love of the, you know, different genres that they're into and stuff. And they can find like-minded people there and people become friends, you know, even if they live different areas of the country or this city or state or whatever. And you meet people that you didn't know existed, you know, and a lot of great bonds and friendships are formed. So I see that, you know, right, as a guest for the conventions that I'm like sitting there signing for fans and stuff like that. I just get to watch all this stuff going on, yeah, around me as I sit at my table. Now I'm a little more isolated. I'm not always like the guy that gets to like a walk around and see all the cool stuff, but you know, a lot of it gets brought to me, you know. And then of course, you know, the other aspect of it is, you know, being able to meet and greet with the fans and talk to them and give them the you know, the experience and being able to, like, you know, interact and get some autographs and some photos and things like that. So to me, all of that is very cool. And you know, I mean, what a positive thing. It's just a positive thing all the way around. I mean, I cannot think of any bad aspects of a Comic-Con convention, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people, like-minded people, get a chance to express themselves in a healthy, positive way. If people want to come up and meet us, they can come. They can come wait in line and come up and just say, hey, I just wanted to shake your hand and say it was nice to meet you. And, you know, and you know, I sometimes, so those are great experiences as well too. You know what I mean? So for the person there. So if you don't have money, you know, if you spent your money to get into the convention and that was all you had, no problem. Come up and say hello. I mean, you know, it, like I said, it's not just about the money. It's for the,
I love it,
to give the fan the experience and stuff like that. So, you know, that's part of what we do.
And I love it, man.
Happy to do that.
And I mentioned this in the beginning when we first did our little test episode. And you know what, guys? Like, he is the person that you're listening to right now. Steve is very genuine. He speaks from the heart. He really loves the people that come up to his fans. Like, you know, like, and for me, it's a treat to be able to see, you know, see him and people go up to him in cons and stuff like that when I've been close enough to just see things like this happen. And it's the truth, man. It's the truth. Like, you do.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
No, yeah, problem. One of the other things, you know, and that's coming from an attendee, right? So I'm giving both, you're giving your aspect of it, I'm giving my perspective of it. So one of the other things I want to talk about before we wrap things up, man, is now I'm a big comic book collector.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know from you, how did it feel to see yourself be portrayed in the Boom comic series, man? Like, you know, it's incredible. Like, they follow the story and they have, you know, it's cool because they mix it up. So, like,
oh yeah, they have all kinds of alternative storylines.
Oh yeah, so how is it for you, like, to know that you're talking about, you know, a couple 20 years maybe removed from the show, not even, no, like 18 years removed from the show.
More, no, I'd say, right? more like 20, 22 years probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. 22 years, and you're being reintroduced to the world, to all this new all these new generations via the comic book, which is doing exceptionally well.
Yeah, I mean, I love Boom. I work with Boom all the time. You know, a lot of times whenever at New York Comic Con, you can always catch me doing autograph sessions at their booth for the weekend. I'm there quite often with them. So yeah, Boom and I have a very good relationship. I love those guys, and I love all the stuff they're doing because they really are keeping it alive. You know, in another medium that you know, because you know, there's really only like fanfare stuff now. Like there's fan films and things maybe you catch on YouTube or whatnot, but other than that, then you know, we have the comic books, and that's the way to kind of introduce new stories and new storylines and things like that. So I think it's been amazing, and you know, so I will continue to do stuff with Boom, and I'm very excited that new fans are getting introduced to the old school stuff thanks to Netflix with all the episodes being on there. And the introduction of the comics and bringing the Rocky, Adam, and Aisha into the comic book world now as well, and so I'm very excited about that.
That's awesome, man. See, like that's something that I like. I collect the comic books. I'm a big comic book collector since I was a kid, and being able to open up the pages and see and refresh that story and then mix it up in its own multi universe, it's amazing to see again.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, guys, like once again, I want to thank absolutely everyone who listens to the show and continues to support us. I just want to throw this in here that you could always share the show with all of your friends. You know, we're here for you, you know, and we want to listen to your feedback. So make sure you rate us on iTunes and let us know what you think.
Yeah, not only that, guys, but I'll tell you what, right now, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is, like, this is a show for you guys. And like I said, with the introduction of us doing Twitch and things like that, we're going to be able to be interacting with people live as well, which is going to be very cool. So we'll keep you posted on that. But in the interim, you know, you can like DM us on the at the Fantastic Duo Show on Instagram. If you just have ideas about things that you want us to talk about, you know, feel free to give us some ideas, some content that you would like to hear about, and maybe we can work it into the show as well too. So right now, like I said, we want to make this as interactive. This is for the fans, you know. So if there's any subject that you want to broach, by all means, please just hit us up. You know, you can, like I said, Fantastic Duo Show is our Instagram page. Start following us there. DM us there. We'll get back to you. And, you know, we welcome all kinds of ideas right now for things to talk about. You know, of course, we're going to continue to bring content as well. And but in order to make this truly fan interactive, the way to do that is for you guys to reach out to us and kind of tell us what you'd like to hear and see.
Yeah, for sure. And we have so much to talk about. And I have a whole laundry list of things and shows that will probably last like years and years to come for us, you know. So once again, man, I want to thank on my end, I want to thank everybody who continues to follow us and give us the great feedback and talk about the podcast and the way, you know, you guys share it.
I'm sorry, I was looking at my phone right now. Jason Font just texted. So for those that can see, it says Jason Font there, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can't read it. But
wait, is this the guy that's getting double the checks from what
yes,
I remember?
Yes, that's the guy who's getting double the checks for two characters on Time Force. So I think we'll probably get him on here very soon. Maybe in a week or so we'll bring him up for one of the episodes.
If you guys did not see the show, make sure or listen to it. You can listen to it on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcast. But if you watch it, you're gonna have a great time watching it. Trust me. Like you're gonna you feel like you're part of the whole interactivity here. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So with that being said, guys, we really love you and we really enjoy absolutely every positive thing that's coming our way. Like you guys have been so amazing. Make sure I want to just throw this on top of everything to follow the Fantastic
I get the name Instagram. Right at least, otherwise they're not gonna be able to find us.
Yeah, the Fantastic Come on, Duo Alex. Show. I'm sorry. How unprofessional of me. The Fantastic Duo Show on Instagram. It's a place where we're all going to be able to come in and just be one. That's our one spot that I want to just put it that way. We're all one when we're in there. Also, you can follow Steve on IG. Let them know, Steve, where they can find you.
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on it's Steve Cardenas PR. That's all my handles, Twitter and stuff like that. You know, I mean, heck, and like I said, I manage or I handle all of my own pages, you know, so if you were to DM me on Instagram, or you DM me or message me on Twitter, or you message me on my Facebook fan page. If you get an answer back, it's coming from it. It's actually me typing that answer back. So
yeah,
and I always try to answer back as many people as I can. So if you don't get an answer back from me, I certainly apologize, but sometimes I do get a lot of them. So. Anyway, but yeah, you can follow me. Following me on Instagram is where you're going to be able to find out all of the new content that's coming up for stuff. You know, like, you know, when we have new guests coming up, that it's all going to get advertised on there, as well as the Fantastic Duo Show Instagram page, which again is a new thing. So, you know, right now we probably don't have a lot of followers on there, but.
But shout out to the followers we do have on there and the early adopters. By the way, if you guys DM us on the Fantastic Duo Show podcast, I am the one who's answering there, and Steve gets also the messages as well. Like he hears everything.
I'll get the updates on it. Yeah.
So as soon as when you guys give some amazing feedback on the shows, I immediately, hey, boom. And you know, he's on top of it. Let's just put it that way. Again, you can follow us on all of those social networks. You can subscribe to us via Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, you can catch this show right now as a video podcast on patreon.com/fantasticduo.
You know, we're going to have some quarterly grand prize giveaways that we're going to do as well too, which could involve some very really cool things, like some of these legacy Megazords and, you know, whatever, making any new cool shit that Hasbro has coming out. We might get our hands on that kind of stuff. We may also have like a special guest next week as well too.
That'd be incredible. Keep you posted on that. Incredible. For sure. So make sure you follow the Fantastic Duo Show on IG, Steve and I. And man, thank you again. That's all I continue to say, because the podcast is going up and growing, which is an amazing thing to see. So thank you again. And I'm just gonna leave it like that. And I'm gonna let my man here, Steve Cardenas, do the closing words. Go ahead, Steve. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to figure out like a really good closing. You know, I just say, you know, hey guys, you know, may the power protect you. I think that's probably the best way to do
may
it.
May the power
protect you.
Thanks, guys.
Morph up.
See you guys next week. Later.